Former Gators tight end Cornelius Ingram is back in his hometown of Hawthorne, Florida, where he first envisioned his dream as a kid of playing football. Ingram was recruited to play for the Gators in 2004 under head coach Ron Zook and played at Florida for 4 years, from 2004 through 2008. Ingram says being recruited to play for the University of Florida was a moment he will never forget.
Probably one of the best experiences I've had, you know, my whole life. I think Coach Mike, he came in with the plan. He got guys to buy in to his system, knowing that we already had, like, some of the best players in the country on the team. You know, everybody just needed to buy in what was going on.
Although Ingram's main focus was football, he also followed his other dream of playing college basketball. He joined head coach Billy Donovan's men's basketball team in 2004 and played in 19 games as a true freshman and shooting guard before he decided to focus primarily on football.
It was just something I wanted to do so bad coming out of high school, you know, because I was a great basketball player and football player. So I was like, man, you know, I want to do this in college or at least try. And Florida was, you know, one of those top schools in both sports at the time.
As his career at Florida unfolded, Ingram racked up 888 yards receiving on 64 catches and 8 touchdowns, and won 2 national championships in 2006 and 2008 under head coach Urban Meyer. Ingram says he owes his success to having never lost sight of his true roots and where he started out.
My entire career at Florida, I was myself, and that's one thing, you know, I'm around a lot of players still, you know, as far as helping out at my high school, or even other schools where, you know, people actually come have me speak to their teams. You know, I always tell them, be yourself.
In 2009, Ingram's dream of making it to the NFL came true when he was drafted to the Philadelphia Eagles in the 5th round, a dream he spent years working hard to accomplish. Ingram is proud of where he's from, how far he has come, and says he owes his success to his family who has helped and encouraged him to achieve his dreams.
I've always had a large support team through everything. And, you know, I also tell the kids that, you know, it hasn't always been pretty for me, you know, because just like I said, there were dark times in my life dealing with 2 ACL injuries back to back. And it was one of the toughest things I had to deal with because I barely even had a jammed finger.
Now a free agent, Ingram hopes to return to the NFL. Until then, he is working on getting his message out to area youth by helping coach football and speaking at schools and churches in Hawthorne and North Marion, mentoring and encouraging students to never give up on their dream, no matter what obstacles they may face along the way.
I still want to play. I train and work out every day still. But I definitely want to play because I feel like, you know, I have so much talent and so much to give even right now. Mm-hmm. And I haven't even played a whole lot because, you know, because of my age. So that's where I'm at with it. I'm always positive about the situation. But if not, what I do around here, being able to help kids and share my experience with kids, it's still priceless.
Ingram says he's very excited to see what the future has in store. For ESPN 850 WRUF, I'm Bonnie Mott.